USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a sweeping impeachment report, the House outlined evidence of significant conduct by President Donald Trump toward Ukraine, findings that will now underscore a debate over whether the 45th president should be removed from office. The 300-page report from Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee makes the case that Trump misused power of his office for personal political gain and, in the course of their investigation, obstructed Congress by stonewalling the proceedings like no other president in our history. The report does not render a judgment on whether Trump's actions stemming from a July 25th phone call from Ukraine rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, though. That is for Congress to decide. In a statement from the White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, she said, "Chairman Schiff and the Democrats utterly failed to provide and produce any evidence of wrongdoing by the president." This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Chicago's top cop has been fired, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is out as Chicago's top cop. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is firing Johnson after an investigation claimed he was passed out inside his vehicle.
Eddie Johnson engaged in conduct that is not only unbecoming, but demonstrated a series of ethical lapses that is inconsistent with having the privilege of leading the Chicago Police Department.
Johnson admitted he had been drinking before he was found slumped over in his car.
In the United States, the task of printing money and minting coins falls to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, which is part of the Treasury Department. But in the UK, a private company prints the nation's banknotes and passports, and it's now running short of cash. De La Rue, which has printed banknotes for the Bank of England since 1860 and also prints currency for 140 other countries, last week issued a warning that there is significant doubt about its future. The company has lost 20% of its value in just the last week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of getting robocalls on your phone? Everybody is. And Chris Barnes from USA Radio has the report.
You're wondering who I am.
It's a secret. I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
The tech company RoboKiller says nearly 6 billion with a B robocalls were made in the month of October alone. That's 22 calls for every person in the United States. RoboKiller keeps track of the unwanted calls by minute, day, and week. It says over 4,200 robocalls were made every second last month. 5 cities in Texas lead the U.S. when it comes to receiving robocalls, with Dallas at number 1. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin are stepping back from their day-to-day roles within the parent company Alphabet, but plan to remain as board members and keep their ownership stakes. The two tech billionaires said in a blog post that they were ready to hand over the company reins to Sundar Pichai, who became CEO of Google in 2015 and now will take on the additional role of Alphabet CEO. Alphabet is the umbrella corporation created in 2015 to hold Google and keep it structurally separate from the company's other interests, such as the driverless company Waymo, the life sciences unit Verily, and other miscellaneous businesses. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.